Okay, today's Daf Lamed Hey. So now we begin Mesechtas Brachos. We're going to talk about Brachos, right? No one really thinks that Brachos of Kriyas Shema are Brachos, right? Here we go, real Brachos. Ketzad Mevarchin Ala Peiros. How do you make a Bracha on Peiros? Says Tosvos, in the beginning of the Mesechta we said, when do you say Shema? And the Gemara asked, well, when, who made up anything, who said anything about Shema that you have to know when you make a Bracha? The Gemara is not going to ask that here. Well, who said anything about brachas? Ketzad brachas. How do you break a bracha? Talk to this, because at the end of the page, we're going to see it's logic that you have to make a bracha. It's a svara. So it's a svara. So what can I tell you? So ketzad mevarchin ala peros. How do you make brachas on peros? On peros, right. Al peros he'ilon. On the fruit trees. Hu omer bar priya eitz. You make a ha'eitz. Chutz min ha'yayin, except for gwine. Shal ha'yayin omer bar priya gafen. Wine, say bar priya gafen. Al peros ha'aretz, the fruits of the earth. How do they translate aretz? How do they translate that? Fruits of the earth. What? What's the difference between al peros ha'aretz? Yeah, what are those?
Both are ground.
Ground. What is that? Beans? I think it's beans. Al peros ha'aretz hu omer bar priya adama. You make a hadama on peros ha'aretz. Chutz min ha'pas, except for bread. Shal pasu omer hamotzi lechem min haaretz, right? Second on pas is called hamotzi lechem min haaretz, and hadama is called bor pri hadama. Why did they change the word from hadama to aretz? You ever think about that question? You think perhaps the whole life? I didn't think about it until I saw it here, right? How come we say haaretz hamotzi lechem min haaretz and bor pri hadama? What's the difference? So the Shidduch Gemara says it's based on psukim. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, it's in Baruch Nafshi, where we say Lahotzi lechem min haaretz,
right?
And there's a pasuk in Peiros that says in this week's parsha V'lakachta mereishis kol pri ha'adama. So there's a model for it. There's already a hint. That is no answer. That I don't know the answer. Why by bread we say ha'aretz and by vegetables we say adama? It's plukin like that. Okay, next. Yirakos who omer bor pri adama. On vegetables you say ha'adama. Yehuda omer bor minei deshoyim. No, you say bor minei deshoyim. So what do you mean? What are peiros ha'aretz now? Getting back. On peiros ha'aretz you make a ha'adama. Then on vegetables you make, it's a machlokas. By the way, that's why the, who is this over here? The Shita says, that's how we started. The first thing on the list is Bor Priya Eitz. Why is it first? It's first of all because it's more inclusive. Because if you make it, it's less inclusive. It's less inclusive. It's more special. Right? And the second answer is no machlokas. About vegetables is a machlokas. Right? So what's the difference between Bor Priya Adam, what's the difference between vegetables and Peiros Ha'aretz? Getting back, what are Peiros Ha'aretz? Peiros ha'aretz make a hadama. On vegetables, a machlokas. Some say hadama, some say bor minei deshoyim. What are peiros ha'aretz? What are they? Anybody here know? What are they? What is that? What does that mean, peiros ha'aretz? So he says over here, it's kidneyous. You don't make hadama on all kidneyous? Yeah, you do actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the fruits from bushes, from small trees like
okay.
Strawberries.
Okay. Menahani Mili, how do you know that? How do you know what? How do you know that we make? How do you know you even have to make a bracha? How do you know you have to make a bracha? How do you know you have to make a bracha? Where'd that come from? So we're gonna have a few tries until we get to the final answer. Tana Rabbanan says Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. Kodesh Hilulim, plural, two praises, plural praises. Malamed, what that pasuk is said by? That pasuk is said by Netar Revai. It's the fourth year. The first 3 years you're not allowed to eat any fruit. In the fourth year, you can only eat it in Yerushalayim or redeem it. So it says Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. Right? Hilulim is plural. Praises, right? Melamed, shetu'udim bracha, lifnehem ulachim. You praise before you eat it, and you praise after you eat it. What do you see? You need a bracha. Now, mikan amar Rabbi Akiva, Asil adam sheitom klum kodem sheivarech. You're not allowed to taste anything before you make a bracha. V'hai kodesh hilul. That's what the words kodesh hilul come to teach you? No. Hai mebarele, something totally different. Chad amar rachmana achle v'hadar achle. That one to tell you from hilulim, Rashi says hilulim chilulim, like the hay and the ches could be interchanged. That means, yeah, if let's say you don't want to shut to Yerushalayim, you can't shut, it's too much, you don't want to. So you can redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim. That's one hilulim. One, the echad, davar hatoin shira toin chilul. And next one is that only something that requires shira requires the din of the fourth year, which is only wine. V'she'eino toin shira, ain't toin chilul. And what doesn't require wine? What doesn't require shira, I'm sorry, doesn't require chilul. In other words, we're going to have a machlokas about this. Some say the only fruit that this fourth year of Arla applies to every fruit. Arla applies to all fruit. What about the fourth year issue? It's a machlokas. Some say it only applies to grapes. Only applies to grapes. Some say it applies to every fruit. Only applies to grapes. If it only applies to grapes, how do I know it only applies to grapes? It says hilulim. One hilulim teaches me it can redeem it. The other one teaches me it only applies by grapes. Why? It's the only fruit that you sing over. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would sing only when they poured the wine. How do you know you only say shira on wine? Shenema v'tomer lehem gefen nechdal te'estiroshi yitzim mazmech alakiv anoshim. If anoshim mitzmech alakim b'mem mitzmech, mikan she'enom mishir el al yayin. Now, ha'nicha, that's all good. L'man detarmi neter revai. If you hold neter revai, that it applies to all fruit, then I have a makar for a bracha. Because I have two hilulim. One teaches me you can redeem it, and the other one teaches me you can make a bracha. But if you hold Karam Ravai, then both Hilulims are taken. One to teach me that we could redeem it, and the other one to teach me that it's only by one. Right? Hani Khalamantani Netta Ravai. If you hold Netta Ravai, have a Makar. Elamantani Karavai Mayakal Maymar, the Itmar, because some achlokas about it. Rabchir Brab Shimon, Berebi, Chadamar Karam Ravai, Vachad Tani Netta Ravai. So it's a machlokas. So if you hold neter, if you hold Karam Ravai, that the fourth year only applies by grapes, I don't have a makar for a bracha. Okay? Well, Lamantatani Karam Ravai, now, Hanicha, I do have a makar, Iyalif Gzereshava. How do they know that it only applies to wine? They can have a Gzereshava. If they have a Gzereshava, that'll leave one Hilulim open for a bracha. What's the Gzereshava? Detanya, Rabbi Omer, Nemar Khan, it says by the Ravai issue, Ulahosif Lachem Tavuaso. Venema Lahalan, and it says by Clay Kerem, Vatavuas HaKerem. Mahalahalan Kerem. So what do you see? That the fourth year only applies to wine. Iatil Echad Hilul, I have one hill left over, Libracha, for a Bracha. But Ve'i Loyal of Gzeir Shava, Bracha Menale. And if I don't have a Gzeir Shava, I don't want a bracha. From two Hilulims, I'm stuck. I need both of them. Again, one to teach me only wine, and one to teach me that you have to redeem it. I don't have a makar for a bracha. Yeah, if you learn a Gzeir Shava, you have a makar. If you hold Netzer Ravai, you also have a makar. Then the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'inami yel of Gzeir Shava. And if you have, yes, a Gzeir Shava, Ashkechan la'achrov, that Hilulim would only tell me a bracha achrona. Why would it only tell me a bracha achrona? Because I already know about a bracha achrona. The Torah says a bracha achrona. Lefanav minayim. How would I know a bracha rishona? How would I know that? I still don't know that. So Gemara says, no, that holo kasha. That's not a kasha. The itzim b'kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Kishu saveya mevarech. Kishu rav lo kol shkein. Well, when you're full, Fasemis explains, this is what this means. When you're full, and I have no reason to, I don't lack anything. I don't lack anything. I'm full. I'm good. Now the Torah says, thank Hashem. So for sure, when I'm hungry, I should thank Hashem. Praise Him, whatever. Make a bracha. For sure. So that's not a kasha. All I need is one opening, and then I get the bracha rishona out of a kal v'chomer. Okay? So we're still stuck. Now, even if you hold, I have a gzeir shava, so I have an open thing, it's ashkechan kerem. It's only going to tell me that you make a bracha on grapes. or wine. Shar minayin, mina minayin. What about other things? Right? And if you hold netar ravai, right, explains the Chofetz Hashem. And if I hold netar ravai, fruit. The Gemara might say that. Anyway, the yalef mi kerem. Learn it out from kerem. Ma kerem. So in other words, it's a mamatinu. What's a mamatinu? Torah doesn't have to say everything. Torah doesn't have to say about every fruit under the in the world, every food in the world, make a bracha. Torah can say it one time, and since it's a like situation, all food's the same, then you make a bracha one time, you make a bracha every time. Right? That's called a binyanav. That's the first of the Yud Gilmidos. Torah doesn't have to go out of its way 1,000 times and say the same thing 1,000 times. It says it one time, the rule applies to everything. Right? Y'all have to be kerem. Ma kerem, just like fruit, just like wine. Davar shenene, you get a nut out of it. V'toan bracha, af kol davar shenene. The problem with that binyanav is iklamifrach. It's a problem. Why? Because kerem is special. Ma la kerem shekin chayev ba'ololos. Kerem is extra chumrus. You're chayev and olos, it's like young grapes that are not really ripe. You have to leave them for the poor people. Maybe because we're so machmir when it comes to grapes, you have to leave them for the poor people. That's why you have to make a bracha. But on oranges, maybe you wouldn't have to make a bracha. So the Gemara says, well, kama tochiach. Standing grain will disprove that. Why? Because standing grain, also we know you have to make a bracha, because it says, v'yachalta v'savatu v'rachta, right next to grain. So the Gemara learned that a whole pshat, that you maybe have to make a bracha on grain, standing grain also. But again, ma'ala kama, shekin chayev es b'chala. But grain is also different, because you're chayev and chala. You're not chayev and chala from oranges. Only from challah. So only from grains. I would think, you know what? It's from machmer grain. Chayav from challah. Maybe that's why you have to make a bracha. But on something else, on eggs, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. How do I know that? So kerem yochiach. Kerem will support that ish answer, because kerem, there is no challah. But chazer adin. Back and forth. Lo rizek rizev, lo rizek rizev. Each one's not like the other one. Kerem and challah both have chumras, which standing alone could not teach us you have to make a bracha. But hatara shavash ebehen, but together, between kerem and challah and grain together, davar shetot nene, it's something that you have enough from, v'ton bracha, so too, af kol davar shenene, ton bracha. So the other Gemara says that's also not good. Malat hatara shavash ebehen shekin yesh matzad mizbeach. They both have an issue with the Mizbeach. They both have a connection to the Mizbeach. Grain, you can make it into flour, and wine goes on the Mizbeach. That's why you make a bracha on them. They're so strange. They're so machmir. Now, eggs never go on the Mizbeach. Chicken never goes on the Mizbeach. So how do I know you make a bracha on them? Right? Vasi Nami, by the way, I can include it's based on Mizbeach. Zayas also goes on the Mizbeach. Oil. So the question is, Vazayas, Mitzad Mizbeach, Vasi? I don't need you to tell me it's like the Mizbeach. Va'behed yiksev beit says straight out, kerem, diksev, this is by Shimshon, v'yivar migodesh adkama ad kerem zayas. So what do you see? That olives are also called a kerem. So it would fall under the same thing as kerem. So Gemara says, Amar Papa, no. Kerem zayas ikri, kerem stam lo ikri. Yeah, it's never called a kerem by itself. It's always called kerem zayas, a vineyard of olives. It's never called a vineyard by itself. So, but I would include it, because it also goes on the Mizbeach. Oil goes on the Mizbeach. I'm going to get to that because nobody eats oil. You don't drink oil as the end, the very end of the daf. Probably not going to get to it today. Nobody drinks that. We call makom kasha. Still a kasha. Malat tzad shavash behen shekein yesh behen tzad mizbeach. It has a tzad mizbeach. So why on earth do you make a bracha on other foods? And because of this question, the Gemara takes it back. This whole amud now is taken back. That's not the makar for making a bracha. What's the makar for making a bracha? Ella diyala flabi shivas haminim. You learn it out from the 7 minim. Ma shivas haminim davar shenene v'ton bracha. Just like the 7 minim, you enjoy them. You make a bracha. What kind of bracha do you make? What bracha? Make a bracha achrona. Af kol davar shenene bracha. Right? But once you get a bracha achrona, you get the bracha we showed him with the kalav chomer. Right? Now, ma'ala shivat haminim, shkichayav v'bikurim, right? Also, the special, the shivat haminim. Why? Because they require bikurim, right? That's why you make a bracha on them. God, they're special anyway. V'od hatinach la'achrav. What about, that's only afterwards. That's a bracha achrona. L'fana of minayin. What about a bracha achrona? No, halo kasha. That's not a kasha. Dasi b'kal v'chomer. We have a kal v'chomer. Kishuzoveya mevarech kishirov lo kolskein. Right? Because it says in that same pasuk there, it lists the sheva minim, and then it says v'yachalta v'savadu v'rachta. Bracha achrona, yeah. Bracha benching, d'oraisa. So that's a whole machloka, it's a whole complicated story. What's the story with grain and mezonos and ala michya? It's a big issue. This is the makar for the issue. It implies here that it's a d'oraisa, the bench. And it's a d'oraisa, it's ala michya also. It implies that here, right? I don't know if we hold that way. Ala michya, d'oraisa?
On Shivamir?
Yeah.
Is a, it's an abbreviation of the Birkas Hamazon.
Correct. Right. So we're gonna get to what exactly it is. You make eat a piece of cake. That's Daraisa. Some held that based on this Gemara. This Iran's right. This Gemara implies that it's a Daraisa. No question about it. Now, by the way, we have now that you can make a bracha on seven things. Nothing else. Well, we can't have a Tzadah Shaveh because it's special. Why are they special? Because they have Bikurim. So all we know now is make a bracha on seven things. We've ignored him the whole time. The one who holds that Ravai applies to every fruit, not just grapes, every fruit. Hatinach kol davar netia. That's good. Everything that's in the parasha of Netzer Ravai, I'll make a bracha on. Delav net bar netia. What if it doesn't have a bar netia? What if it's not planted? Kigon. Basar, beitim, meat, eggs, dog and fish, manole. How do you know you make a bracha on them? How do you know you make a bracha on them? You hear? So in other words, either I know nothing, according to Netzer Ravai, according to Karev Ravai, I don't know anything. I can't learn anything. I know you make a bracha on seven things. And according to the one who holds Netzer Ravai, you make a bracha on anything you plant. What about eggs and fish? I would have no way of knowing. So that can't be right. That can't be right. Answer is Ella Svarahu. It's a Svara. Asur Lola Adam Shiyanem and Olamazebelo Bracha. It is asur to eat anything in this world without making a bracha. It's a Svara. Right. Tanur Abanan. Asur Lola Adam Shiyanem and Olamazebelo Bracha. You're not allowed to. Right? Asur. Vechal Hanenem and Olamazebelo Bracha. Ma'al. You get Me'ila. How does making a bracha take the meal away? That's a good question. How does making a bracha get the meal away? Why? Now that I made a bracha, now I'm not over meal. Why not? Now that I made a bracha, I'm not stealing. Right? I've got to come to the house to make the bracha. Now it's not stealing. What changed? What changed? So you have to say on some hashkafic level, somehow the bracha permits you to eat it. What exactly is the reason? I'm not sure. But I didn't ask that question. The Yaakov discusses it like what changed now that I made a bracha?
How far do you carry it? You breathe.
Ain't a chinami. So we only do it by foods, right? And by smells too, and by things you look at too, right? What else? Right?
If you sit on the retreat, you get shaved.
Ain't a chinami. Right? We're gonna the Gemara's gonna ask that question.
How far do you take it?
The Gemara's gonna ask that question. When you go take a good schwitz, you should make a bracha. Right, I was all smelly, and now I got a good shower. I feel great. The Gemara can answer that question. Why don't you make a bracha? We're going to get to it. My takante, what's the takana? Yilich etel chacham, go to a chacham. Yilich etel chacham, what kind of answer is that? My avidle, what's that going to help? Ha avidle isur, you already did the avera. Ela amar rava, yilich etel chacham eikara. No, go to yeshiva originally. V'yalam denu brachos, you learn brachos, kadeh shalom, yidei me'ila. You won't come to me'ila. Kadeh was asked like this. Ready for this question? Pneshu asked, there are two places in Shas. There are two places in Shas where the Gemara says, it's a Svara. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me the din. It's a Svara. Which means that a Svara has the power of a Da'araisa. Those two places are, Hamotzi Mechaveiro Olavaraya. That's my shirt. Want to improve it. It's common sense. Svara means common sense. Common sense. You just walk over to people and start accusing them of things? Common sense. You want to accuse tell me that's your thing? Prove it. Hamotzi mechaveiro olav harayah is common sense. The Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? It's common sense. Common sense. The next one is Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitter. A woman walks into Bezin. I was married, but I got divorced. I'm not single. I was married, and I got divorced. And therefore, I can't marry a Kohen. Right? Who asked her to talk? Who asked her to divulge? So it's common sense. Why would someone do that? It's common sense. Says to Pnei Yeshua, if Svara has the power of a Doraisa, then all brachos should be Doraisa. Svara. Pnei Yeshua left it at Tzarechid. He couldn't answer it. You have an answer?
But isn't this special sort of concept saying it's amigo?
Similar to amigo, right? No. Amigo is believe me this because I can say something better. She's not saying anything better. She walks in, by the way, I'm a new girl in town. I just want everyone to know. I was married for a few years. My husband left me, gave me a get. Here's the get. So we believe her. Why? Common sense. What's she talking for so much for? So if that's true, all brachos should be daraisa. Pinesher didn't answer it. So the tzlach gives an answer. It says like this. He says only by dini mamonis. We say svara. But by this is between Benadol Makom. Difficult answer. Rosh Weiss gives an amazing answer. He says these things of Hamotzi Mechavir Olavaraya and a Pesha Aser Pesha Hitter, they are within the rubric of a Bezdin. They only apply in a Bezdin. All the dinim of Bezdin are already Doraisa. They're already Doraisa. Right? So to throw in dinim of believing and rules how to run a bezdin, so yeah, common sense makes sense. Hamotzi Mechavir Olavaraya makes perfect sense. Here, the common sense is going to create a brand new mitzvah called brachos. That the svara, logic, common sense, doesn't have the power to do that. It can help with something already established. We have rules of bezdin. We already have bezdin. Now, in the Bezin, what the rules are going to follow? So we'll follow what's called common sense. That's 100% Daraisa. But to create a new thing out of the blue, that's a...
So brachos are not necessarily a new thing out of the blue.
They are. They're brand spanking new.
We have brachos for that.
Only for benching. Only for benching. Afterwards. Right? Then he also says something like it's not... It's a similar idea. If you walk over to someone in the street, a guy, a total... Do you think that the rule of Motzi Mechavir Olavaraya makes sense? He'll say, yeah, that's common sense. Common sense. Do you think that we should bless God before we eat? Would that be the same reaction? I don't know about that. Right? Not the same type of thing. It's not the same. It's common sense. It's not the same type of common sense. So those are the answers to the Peninsula's question. Okay? Next, Amar Rav Amar Shmuel, Kol Nanim Elam Zebulah Bracha Kiel Nanim Kachi Shemayim. It's as if you had Hanah from Kachi Shemayim. Shemal Hashem Aru Tumulawa, Rav Levi Rami. Ksiv it says Hashem Aru Tumulawa. The world belongs to Hashem. Ksiv it says Hashem. I'm sorry. Yeah. Ksiv it says Hashem Hashem Voreh Salat Neadam. The earth belongs to us. Lo Kasha Kan Kodem Bracha Kan Lachar Bracha. Amar Bichanina Bar Papa Kol Nanim Elam Zebulah Bracha. If you are Nana in the Zebulah Bracha. Ilu gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if you stole from Hashem. What'd you steal? Rashi says, top line, es bracha. So he stole his bracha. What does that mean? Knesset Yisrael, and also he stole from the Jews. Shenemar, gozel aviv v'imo v'omer ein pesha achavar hu l'ish mashchet. V'ein aviv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your father is Hashem. Shenemar, halohu avicha konecha. V'ein imo el Knesset Yisrael. Shenemar, shma b'ni masar avicha. Tosh terasi mecha. Ma'ay chavar hu l'ish mashchet. Who's that person? You're a friend of the Rav Menavot. Because he caused such a destruction in Klal Yisrael. Why? Because he didn't make a bracha. It's a little bit of a harsh comparison. You don't make a bracha like Rav Menavot. Rechina bar Papa Rami. It says v'lakachti d'gani b'ito. It says v'lakachti d'gani b'ito, which means my dagon. Uksiv yasafta d'gonecha. Lo kasha, kambiz man she Yisrael osim ritzono shel makom, kambiz man she ein Yisrael osim ritzono shel makom. When it's called digonecha, yours, when you do Hashem's will. When is it called digoni, when you don't do Hashem's will? Tanu rabbanon, v'yasafta digonecha. Why does it say v'yosafta digarecha? Ma tam alama. What do you learn from that? L'vishin amal yamash tefer Torah zayin picha. It's hinted that you never should stop learning Torah. Yachal dvarim kiksafen. I was that literal. Every second of the day you have to learn. Tam alama no v'yosafta digarecha. Hinag behem minag derech eretz. Be a normal person. Dear Rabbi Shmuel. Those are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Which is, by the way, those are the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that you should, Torah should be your ikker, and you should work enough to support yourself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, how much should you work to support yourself? How much? Well, if the Yetzer Hara is gonna listen to this Mishnah Berurah. If the Yetzer Hara is gonna say, you have to work a lot, because you need a lot of, whatever you think the other guy needs, that's what you should think for yourself. Someone comes for tzedakah. I have to make a wedding in the White House. Make a wedding at the White House. I don't think you need that. Right? Whatever standards you think someone else requires, that's your benchmark. It's an amazing Mishnah Berurah. Okay, that's that. We asked in Masechus Menachos. It said that Ben Dama, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, asked Rabbi Shmuel, "When can I learn the Svar Machitonim? I want to learn that." So he told them, pick a time when it's not day and it's not night. In other words, never. And here he says, you should go to work. So Karacha says, yeah. To go to work, you have a heter. That's a heter, 100%. So where's your heter? To go learn other things, what kind of heter is that? He wouldn't give a heter for that. Rosh Hashanah Yechai Omer, famous, Efshar Adam Choresh, Bashat Charisha, he's going to plow during plowing time. Zeria Bashat Zeria, Vekotzen Bashat Ksira, Vedash Bashat Disha, Vedar Bashat Zara, Torah Mat Tehele, what's going to happen to Torah? Ella, rather, when you do what's good, everything will be done for you. And if you're not following your Hashem's ways, you'll have to do it on your own. Even though 3 seconds ago we said means when you're doing the right thing, and that's how it starts. Tomorrow, Tishma, if you're going to listen, I'm going to give you v'safta digonecha. Now, Rosh Hashanah Yechai turns into a bad thing. Right? Not only that, you're also going to do other people's work also. Right? So, 2 questions. Number one, what I just asked you. V'safta digonecha is a good thing. Not a bad thing. That's first of all. Second of all, what was the second question? That's the only question. So he answers like this. This is Rabbeinu Peretz's answer. V'yosafta digonecha is a good thing comparable to being in slavery and having a bad life, 100%. But it's not the ultimate. The ultimate is you only learn. V'yosafta digonecha is a good thing. But that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is only that you learn. That's the one answer. Now, Rosh Hashanah Yechai, the same person who said that all you have to do to be yotzei the mitzvah of learning is say Kriya Shema in the morning and the night. That's all you need. You don't need more than that. And here he says you need the whole day. Same answer. The answer is, what's the ideal? The ideal is learning all day. Yeah, the bare minimum is Zei Shema. Okay. Amar Abaya, Harbi Asa Kedivri. People held it for Bishmal. A nice combination of working and learning is good. They tried that way. It doesn't work. But Rashi says it. Rashi says on top, Shim Tavol de Tzorech Habrios, if you're relying on people all the time, Sovcho Levato Medivri Torah. It's only going to lead to Bittul Torah. That's all it's going to lead to. You can't put food on the table. It doesn't make learning more. It makes learning less. Okay. I could spend a lot on that, but we're running out of time. Okay? Good? Famous Gemara. Follow the advice of the Shulchan Aruch, right? You go to work, you do your best, try to have a good life, a good living, and you try to spend time learning Torah. So it's about. Amalei Rav le Rabbanon. B'mtusim minayichu, I beg of you. B'yomei Nisan, during Nisan time. Listen, I beg of you. During Nisan time, during Tishrei time, don't come to the yeshiva. When it's the harvest, and you need to be in the field, stay there. Ki heichin delol titridu b'mtusim kulishata. So you'll have food for the whole year. You have food for the whole year. Those 2 months. Doesn't mean 2 months. Some Rashi says it means whatever, however long it takes in Nisan, however long it takes in Tishrei, you do what you got to do then. It'll save you for the whole year. Right? Then you're all set. All right. Unfortunately, you know what? One more minute, we'll do it. The next Gemara is very easy. See how the early generations, not the later generations, they made Torah, Keva, Umalachtan Arai, and the work was Arai. They had both. They're just the opposite. They make work the important, the learning is the secondary. They got nothing. They don't have learning, they don't have work. They used to bring in the fruit the right way through the front door. They bring it in through every back door, every skylight, to get out of being meiser, right? Because only meiser is if you go through the front door. This week's parasha. From an abayis, got to go through the front door. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Chatzar Kavas, even a Chatzar, you still chayiv, Shinemar, Vachalo B'Sharecha, B'Saveyu. Alright? I apologize. Something happened to the alarm. We'll see what happens tomorrow. We'll have to pick up from over here. We're a little behind. Alright? Everyone have a very good day.
That's a